ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 12 एंटाइटल्ड बियॉन्ड रेनन्सिएशन एंड नॉलेज टेक्स्ट नंबर 8। केवलेन हि भावेन गोप्यो गावो नागमृगाः ये अन्यमूढधियो नागः सिद्धमां युरञ्जसा। केवलेन हि भावेन गोप्यो गावो नागमृगाः ये अन्यमूढधियो नागः सिद्धा मामियुर अंजसा। केवलेन हि भावेन गोप्यो गावो नागमृगा ये अन्यमूढधियो नागः सिद्धा मामियुर अंजसा। Judges. Kevalena, by unalloyed, he, indeed, Bhavena, by love, Gopyah, the gopis, Gavah, the Vrindavan cows, Nagah, the unmoving creatures of Vrindavan, such as the twin Arjuna trees, Mrigah, other animals, ये दोज अन्य अदर्स मूढ़ धिया विद स्टंटेड इंटेलिजेंस नाग वृंदावन स्नेक सच एज कालिया सिद्धा अचीविंग द परफेक्शन ऑफ लाइफ माम टू मी यू दे वेंट अंजस quite easily. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The inhabitants of Vrindavan, including the gopis, cows, unmoving creatures such as the twin Arjuna trees, animals, living entities with stunted consciousness such as bushes and thickets, and the snakes such as Kalia, all achieve the perfection of life by unalloyed love for me, and thus they very easily achieved me. Purport. Although innumerable living entities achieved liberation by association with the Lord and His devotees, many such personalities also executed other processes such as austerity, charity, philosophical speculation and so on. As we have already explained, such procedures are secondary. But the inhabitants of Vrindavan such as the gopis did not know anything except Lord Krishna. And their whole purpose in life was simply to love Lord Krishna, as indicated here by the words, Kevalena hi bhavena. Even the trees, bushes and the hills such as Govardhan loved Lord Krishna. As the Lord explains to his brother Sri Baldev in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Aho ami deva varamarchitam padambhujam te saman sumana falarhanam namanti upadaya shikhaviratmanas tamopayatyai tarujanma yatkritam. My dear brother Baldev, just see how these trees are bowing down with their branches and offering obeisances unto your lotus feet, which are worshipable even by the demigods. Indeed, my dear brother, you are Supreme Lord, and thus these trees have produced fruits and flowers as an offering to you. Although a living entity takes birth as a tree due to the mode of ignorance, certainly by such a birth in Vrindavan, these trees are destroying all darkness in their lives by serving your lotus feet. Although many living entities achieve the mercy of Lord Krishna by associating with the Lord and His devotees in various ways, those who take Lord Krishna as everything are situated in the highest process of spiritual realization. Therefore, the Lord has not bothered to mention in this verse those who achieved perfection through mixed processes, but rather glorifies the unalloyed devotees of Vrindavan, headed by the gopis who knew nothing but Lord Krishna. The residents of Vrindavan were so satisfied in their relationship with Lord Krishna that they did not pollute their loving service with the mental speculation or fruitive desires. The gopis served Lord Krishna in the conjugal rasa or relationship, whereas according to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the cows loved Lord Krishna in vatsalya rasa or the love of parents for a child, because the cows were always supplying milk to child Krishna. Unmoving objects like Govardhan Hill and other hills and the mountains loved Lord Krishna as a friend, and the ordinary animals, trees and bushes of Vrindavan loved Krishna in Dasya Ras or with the love of a servant for his master. Snakes like Kaliya also developed this love in servitude, and after relishing their loving service to Lord Krishna, all of them went back home, back to Godhead. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, all those inhabitants of Vrindavan should be considered eternally liberated souls, as expressed by the word Siddhaha, which means having achieved the perfection of life. Om Ajnanati Mirandhas Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavansha Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sarvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Taptanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశ తారిణి జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే రామ హరే రామ రామ రామ. సో అట్ ద వెరీ అవుట్ సెట్ ఐ సీక్ ద బ్లెసింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద డివోటీస్ సో ఐ కెన్ స్పీక్ సంథింగ్ రిలెవెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ వర్స్. లాస్ట్ ఫ్యూ డేస్ వీ హ్యావ్ బీన్ డిస్కసింగ్ దిస్ సెక్షన్ విచ్ ఈస్ హ్యావింగ్ అ థీమ్ based on association of the Lord and his devotees. If you see, all the living entities, they were in the spiritual world eternally. We all were exchanging different rasas with the Supreme Lord, serving him with full love and devotion. And gradually we developed some kind of desire to enjoy separately from Krishna. And that is how we all landed up here in the material world. And being in this material world, we have been passing through so many millions of evolution cycles, going through various species of life, exposed to various situations, circumstances, tribulations, and lot of suffering. But due to some unforeseen good fortune which we have received, we all receive this seed of devotion. Brahmande Bhramite Kono Bhagyavan Ji Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. So some Sukriti, something happened in this evolution cycle where we got this seed of devotion. And now we want to germinate this seed of devotion, let it fructify, let the creeper of devotion grow so much that it can reach back to the lotus feet of Shri Krishna. So today our discussion will be prominently on this theme, on how journey of a conditioned living soul is made easy in the association of devotees. And also we'll try to connect the various aspects of this theme of association with the 9 stages of devotional service. So to begin with, there's a very beautiful prayer which comes in the section of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj is glorifying the association of pure devotees. Bhaktim muhu pravahatam tvai me prasango bhuyad anantam hatam amalashayanam yenanja solbanam uruvyasanam bhavabdhim neshe bhavad gunakathamritapanamattah. So this verse states that the devotion of great souls, which is like a flowing river, because they are non-envious, their hearts are purified, and they unlimitedly glorify the glories of the Supreme Lord. I want to be in that association and hear about those glories of the Supreme Lord, so that eternally I can be liberated from this bondage of material existence. I'm just paraphrasing the translation. So in this verse, there are few words which are quite relevant. So anjasa. So anjasa means easily. And then ulbalam. Prabhupada translates it as terrible. Then uru is great. Vyasanam, full of dangers. Bhavabdhim, ocean of material existence. So these adjectives, they very clearly define the situation of material world. It's a terrible, great ocean of material existence which is full of dangers. But Dhruva Maharaj is explaining here that just by merely hearing from the devotees of the Lord and being an association of those devotees, one can cross over this ocean of material existence. So we'll try to discuss this aspect of association from different angles. In Bhagavad Gita, 5th chapter, Krishna states that Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam Gyatva Mam Shanti Mrichyati. He gives the peace formula that how the Supreme Lord Himself is the well-wishing friend. He is the supreme controller. He is the enjoyer of everything. So the Lord is extending His friendship to each and every jiva in this suffering condition. And that friendship comes in the form of love and affection. So, just for a brief information, this association, the word acronym can be expanded in the whole class. So, if someone wants to note it down, they can note it. The first aspect is when we come into association of devotees, the first thing we receive is affection and love, which we are hankering this existence all throughout. Because no one is ready to love us in this world. Everyone is ready to abuse us. Everyone is ready to harm us so that they can proceed in their material prospects. Whereas when one comes to the Sangha of devotees, keeping some simple, ample faith in this process and on the Supreme Lord, and gradually his Ado Shraddha, this is a stage of Ado Shraddha, where he puts faith on the devotees and gradually he proceeds ahead in his journey of going back home, back to Godhead. This is just a beginning stage. So, when Dhruva Maharaj, he went to the forest to attain Lord Vishnu, even at that time, Narad Muni appears there and he showers his affection on him and he instructs him and guides him on how he should pursue for the achievement of his goal. So he says, Tameva Vasashaya Bhritta Vatsalam Mumukshibhir Mrikya Padabja Padditim Ananya Bhave Nijadharma Bhavite Manasya Vasthapya Bhajas Purusham. Vatsa Ashraya, O my son, please seek shelter of Bhritya Vatsalam, one who is very devoted, one to whom devotees are very dear. Bhritya Vatsalam, one is very much affectionate and dear to his devotees, that is Lord Vishnu. So here Narad Muni is explaining to Dhruva that you don't need to seek for anything else in this world. You just seek for the shelter of Lord Vishnu, because just by having a pure devotion and pure intent to achieve Lord Vishnu, gradually you'll get everything because of your devotional service. Even if we see in current scenario, Srila Prabhupada, who established ISKCON, he also expressed himself many a times as your ever well-wisher. And that ever well-wishing friend Srila Prabhupada also created so many institutions across the globe where one can have a rarest chance to attend the association of devotees. And the first thing what a devotee provides is affection and love. So this is the stage of Ado Shraddha, and then a devotee gets into Sadhu Sangha. So with Ado Shraddha it begins and gradually it proceeds into Sadhu Sangha. Then, as the devotee is practicing Krishna consciousness with the ample faith and he is trying to struggle in his Krishna consciousness with his anarthas, he has two options, whether he can go back to the bad association we had in his life previously or he can opt for a good association. So, as Bhagavad Gita says that Purusha Prakriti Sthopi Bhunkte Prakriti Jan Guna. So, when one is under the subjugation of modes of material nature, accordingly his natures also prevail. So, if one is in the association of people who are in the mode of goodness, then he will also eventually develop that mode of goodness. Or if one goes into the association of people who are in mode of darkness or ignorance, he may ruin his life, he may spoil his life. Similarly, a man is known by the company, as it is said. So in the association of devotees, one can cultivate knowledge and naturally one's character will develop out of it, his nature will change and his eternal destination will also be changed. This is because when we are in Sangha of devotees, all the obstacles which we may encounter in our journey can be easily removed. In the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a nice verse which explains about the glories of devotional service. Satam prasangad mama virya samvido bhavanti hrit karna rasayana katha tajjoshanada swapavarga vartmani shraddharatir bhaktir anukramishyati. So when one is in the association of satam, the devotees, pure souls, and they hear about the glories of Supreme Lord, what happens? Bhavanti hrit karna rasayana katha, when that Krishna katha enters to the ears, into the heart, then Shraddha, faith, Rati, attachment, Bhakti, devotion, that arise in the heart. So when one comes in the association of devotees and he begins the process of devotional practices, that is what referred by Rupa Goswami as Bhajan Kriya, one gets strength to practice the principles of devotional service. So next aspect is strength, what we get from our practices, which help us proceed in our journey and also face the challenges which internally and externally we encounter in our journey. One time a Prabhupada disciple had come to him and he said, it's quite tough for me to follow the regulative principles. Even I smoke ganja, I'm not able to give it up. So Srila Prabhupada said, you just be in association of devotees, take prasadam, chant Hare Krishna and pray to the Lord. Gradually you will get a lot of strength to overcome these challenges which you are facing in your life. So second aspect of association is we all get unlimited strength to practice devotional service on our ongoing journey, where we can face all the challenges incurred in this struggle of material existence. So this is the stage of Bhajan Kriya. Then gradually it so happens that when we are walking on this path in our journey, there may be situations where we can tremble apart. We can tremble and our motivations can drift. So at such instances we need some kind of protection and some kind of security. So the next aspect of association is when we are in the Sangha of devotees, we get security or protection from this powerful association which get from the Sangha of devotees. So the more we are into the Sangha of devotees, the more we get strength and security, because the devotees also now have developed some trust and confidence in us that this upcoming devotee is struggling hard, and so we need to give him protection. In the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even we see that when Kalia Krishna Das was trying to drift apart, the Lord dragged him, brought him back into his association and gave him protection. In the life of Pandavas, we see that they were so surrendered to Krishna that at every step they were given protection. As Kunti Maharani prayers, we see that she is praying that when Bhima was fed poison, when we were tried to be burnt alive in the Lakshagra from the gambling match, from the disrobing of Draupadi, then from the Brahmastra of Ashwatthama, even in the great battle of Kurukshetra, every instant, my dear Lord, you were there to protect us. So this is the security which the Lord provides. Not even that, even even if one commits some kind of mistake unintentionally, still the Lord gives him protection. Api chesa duracharu bhajate mam ananya bhaga. If someone is involved in unaware devotion, bhajan of the Lord, although he may commit some small mistakes here and there, the Lord provides him security and protection and paves his way to the solution from this material existence. In the contemporary example, we see how Srila Prabhupada provided protection and security to so many of his devotees. Haridas Pu is a living example we can remember. We have just come to rob Prabhupada's earring, ring, and then somehow his heart changed, transformed. Srila Prabhupada gave him protection there in the Juhu temple. Still he is residing there. So this is protection which a devotee can only provide. This is the ultimate security, because we can go for some kind of secure situations in this world, but they will be very temporary. The solution is not permanent. But when we come to Sangha of devotees, they give us the permanent solution how we can secure ourselves from this bondage of material existence. Because when we are in the material world, we have been bonded with so much of anarthas, so much of attachments. But devotional service and devotees, they can cut those knots of attachment. So this stage is the beginning of anartha nivritti, where a devotee starts struggling and he is trying to fight back with his anarthas, because he has been provided the shield of protection, security by the Sangha. Then he proceeds to the next stage of devotional service, and that aspect is we may have many challenges externally as well as internally. So that can be termed as obsessions. Our mind has so many obsessions to accept Krishna, obsession to accept devotees, as they are, how they are, wherever they are, whichever situation they are. Obsessions to accept the tattva of Krishna conscious philosophy. Because we have so much of conditioning from the previous history of life in this as well as in the previous, that we are born to certain things, certain philosophical understanding, and gradually to understand and come and surrender to Krishna is quite difficult. For example, when we do the Journey of Self-Discovery course, there are two sessions which are quite tough for someone to digest. One is one God, many gods. We all have been in India worshipping so many gods, so many conceptions we had carried. Suddenly to respect them, keep them aside and just surrender to Krishna, that is the biggest challenge for all of us. And the second one is, why bad things happen to good people? The law of karma. So such obsessions which have been developing from millions of lifetimes and the soul has registered in its impressions is quite tough to be removed. But because we have a nice sangha of devotees and they always are trying to give us shelter as well as support, and that support system helps us to cure all kind of obsessions which we carry in our mind. So the fourth aspect is obsessions cured. So there is this instruction from Narad Muni to Vyasadeva, where Prabhupada translates that those who are not well situated due to material attachment should be shown the ways of transcendental realization by your goodness through description of transcendental activities of the Supreme Lord. Here, Narad Muni is instructing Vyasadeva to describe the glories of Lord Krishna, and then Vyasadeva gets into compiling the scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam. So here, Narad Muni is instructing Vyasadeva that unless we give them some substantial aspect which they can relish, we can accept in their life, it's quite difficult for someone to overcome obsessions which they have been carrying for so many lifetimes. One of the beautiful examples which appears in Chaitanya Charitamrita in this regard is of Sarvam Bhattacharya. Sarvam Bhattacharya was an ardent scholar of Sanskrit language, and he had some conceptions about the impersonal form of the Supreme Lord. And it was quite relevant that he was not ready to surrender himself to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. On regularly being told by Gopinath Acharya, his brother-in-law, still he was not hearing, he was not reforming himself. But when he encountered Lord Chaitanya, when he has personal darshan of Lord Chaitanya, and when there was a beautiful conversation which happened between Sarvam Bhattacharya and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is when Lord Chaitanya gradually revealed his identity as the Supreme Lord, Sarvam Bhattacharya. So in the summary of the chapter, it's mentioned that even persons of religious faith sense this estrangement. We are also entangled by these misconceptions which we have been carrying from previous life, and that is why we are not able to understand about the Supreme Lord's glories and his identity. That is because we carry so much of weakness in our heart. So all such anarthas, weakness of the heart, hridaya dourbalyam, and such can be overcome if one comes into sangha of devotees and he takes up this process of devotional service. Sarvam Bhattacharya was so much influenced by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he composed hundreds of verses glorifying the glories of Lord Chaitanya. And one of the beautiful verses he describes about the glories of Lord Chaitanya as Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Sikshartameka Purusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripam Bodhiryastam Aham Prapadye. So, Bhakti is Vairagya Vidya, the knowledge of renunciation. And to teach this, Lord Chaitanya personally appeared here. And by his personal example, he was teaching us. And he is referred to as Kripa Ambudhir. He is the ocean of compassion. To that personality, I bow down. So this is the glory of association. That someone like Sarvam Bhattacharya, he overcame all kind of obsessions and he surrendered himself to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this stage is a stage of Anartha Nivritti. And then, when one advances gradually, he develops concern, care and compassion for other living entities also. This is the next stage of devotional service, where it is referred to as the beginning of the stage of Nishtha. Because one has developed strong faith, strong conviction to follow this process of devotion. This stage of having a care, a concern for other living entities is developed because there is this purification heart being going on. Because the heart is now purified, and so gradually we also develop compassion for other living entities. In this section, in the this contest, Prahlad Maharaj offers a very beautiful prayer where he expresses his extent of compassion towards the living entities. Prayena deva munayo samyukti kama maunam charanti vijanena prarthanishtha naitam vihaya kripana vimukshe eko nanyam tadasya sharanam bhramato prasya. So he's praying, my dear Lord Narsingdev, I see that there are many saintly persons indeed, but they are interested only in their own deliverance. Not caring for the big cities and towns, they go to the Himalayas or to the forest to meditate with vows of silence, moun vrata. They are not interested in delivering others. As for me, however, I do not wish to be liberated alone. Leaving aside all these poor fools and rascals, I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. Therefore, I wish to bring them back to shelter at your lotus feet. So this is the extent of compassion what Prahlad Maharaj is exhibiting. The same manner, Srila Prabhupada also exhibited that compassion for all the suffering living entities of this world. One time Srila Prabhupada was travelling in a car and he saw so many skyscraper buildings and people staying there, enjoying their lives. So Prabhupada very mercifully looked at those buildings and he said, we should save them. Prabhupada understood that people here, although they may have all material prospects, still they are suffering. They need someone to save them, bring them out of this noose of material existence and bring them to a stage of God consciousness. One time, a devotee was dancing in Guru Puja in Mayapur and his ankle twisted. So Srila Prabhupada called for him and he told him what happened. And then Srila Prabhupada, because he had some chemist background, he gave him some list of medicines to be applied and taken. So this was a concern Srila Prabhupada had for each and every devotee. Srila Prabhupada had that concern for all the living entities in this world. That is why he created so many temples, which are like eternal homes for anyone who walks in, where they can give shelter, they can get shelter as well as spiritual nourishment. He inaugurated the system of gurukuls and ashrams, where education and training can be properly given. For the intellectual class to meet their need, Srila Prabhupada gave his books. For someone who is suffering, downtrodden people, Srila Prabhupada mentioned about getting into Food for Life program, where we can give prasadam and uplift their consciousness. For getting people into self-sustainability, Srila Prabhupada introduced these farm communities. He introduced yatras, where devotees can go for spiritual excursions to, and we personally led that in Allahabad, Kumbh Mela. And the most important aspect Srila Prabhupada introduced was Nagar Sankirtan. Because just by doing Nagar Sankirtan, so many millions of living entities which are around in the ambience where we are performing that kirtan, they all have a chance to get liberated. So this was the concern and care a pure devotee carries in his heart. And that concern and care is developed because of the purification of heart which happens in the Sangha of devotees. So this is the stage of beginning stage of Nishtha and the ending stage of Anartha Nivritti. The next aspect in this context is as the devotee is receiving so much in devotional service, he understands that this association, this Sangha of devotees, this process of devotional service is very rare. It's incomparable to anything in this world. It's the most rarest jewel which one can find in this 14 planets. The sages express themselves to Sudha Goswami in the first canto.
Tulayamalavena pi nasvargam na punarbhavam Bhagavat Sanghi Sanghasya Martyanam Kimuta Ashishaha.
A movement association of a pure devotee cannot be compared to anything for someone who is exposed to this world of birth and death. Naswargam na punarbhavam is mentioned that it cannot be compared to the pleasures of the Swargaloka, nor a beautiful life, a wonderful life in this material world again. That is the glory of devotional service, that one develops that desire, that this devotional association is incomparable to anything in the 14 planetary systems. So this stage is a stage where one has firm conviction to follow the process of devotional service, and that is a stage of Nishtha, where Nishtha fructifies and one with firm determination is now going ahead in his journey to attain Krishna. And gradually as he is saying that devotional service is incomparable, he has so much care and compassion for other devotees, his appreciation for devotees also increases. So the next item is, one develops a lot of appreciation for what he has received and also towards the people who are around him. Because just by merely appreciating devotees, one can make advancement in Krishna consciousness. So, and that appreciation can be naturally done when the heart is so simple, the heart has no contamination. Just by mere simplicity one can express his gratitude and appreciation for anyone and everyone, which cannot be compared to anything of this world. In this section of Vritrasura, where Lord Shiva and Parvati are discussing, there is this nice verse. Narayana para sarve na kutashchana bibhyate swarga pavarga narkeshu api tulyartha darshanam. Because one is engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord, he gets some clue how he can get out of the material existence. And for them, this heavenly planets, liberation, they are of no matter. They are just focused on the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Even Ajamil also repents at the end, that how, although he was in a cultured background, still he got swayed away due to the encounter he had in his life. And later when he was saved by the Vishnu Dutas, he is expressing his gratitude and appreciation towards the devotees and the holy name. So this develops when one develops attachment to the Supreme Lord. So this is a stage of asakti, where one develops strong attachment to the process, the devotees and to the Supreme Lord. In this context, Vritrasura is also praying to Lord Sankarshan. He says, Mamuttama shloka janeshu sakhyam samsara chakre brahmatasva karma bhi tva mayatmatmaja darasgeheshu asakhya chittasya nanartha bhuyat. He says, if one has developed attachment to janeshu, those people who are friends of the Supreme Lord, Mama Uttama Shloka, Uttama Shloka, one has become the friends of the Supreme Lord, if one develops attachment to those people, then what happens? One's attachment towards one's own body, own children, family, wife, riches, asakya, asankhya chittasya, whatever asakti we had, this can be removed just by developing attachment to great souls. So that is the aspect of appreciation one develops, and that is a stage of natural attachment to the process of devotional service. And when this stage is achieved, we see there is drastic transformation in the heart, because one is now relieved of all the gross as well as subtle anarthas, and is developing some taste in the process of devotional service. We have very beautiful examples of Mrigari, Valmiki. We all know the life of Mrigari, how he was half killing the animals and was getting pleasure. Well, he was observing the death of those animals. And when Narad Muni guided him, instructed him to the process of devotional service, he transformed this process, transformed his heart so much that he changed from a hunter to a saint. That people started coming to take darshan of his. They were bringing so many gifts for his sustenance. And this kind of transformation happened because eventually Mrigari, because he was completely dependent on the instructions of Narad Muni as well as on the holy name, the glories of holy name, that is why he developed ruchi
taste for devotional service. Even in the life of Valmiki, he was a bandit, Ratnakar. When he encountered Narad Muni, same kind of teaching given to him, and he transformed and he became Adikavi, who wrote the great epic Ramayana. We also have this beautiful story in the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya of Neela, who was also a bandit. He was robbing people, killing people, looting them. But when he came in the Sangha of devotees, that lady, gradually his heart got transformed, and later he became Tirumangai Alvar. Even this also happened with the lives of Srila Prabhupada disciples. They all were hippies, they were struggling hard for their material existence, looking for happiness, seeking for happiness in whatever ways they could. But they were not satisfied, they were always frustrated. But when they got the touch of a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada, their hearts gradually transformed. So Srila Prabhupada says that it's a miracle that hippies got transformed to happies. So this transformation can only happen when one takes to this process of association of devotees very heartfully. Not just merely being in the association, but not accepting things for purification. This is the beginning stage of Ruchi. And once one has got transformed, his heart has got transformed, he now wants to live his life with integrity and with values. Principle based life. This can be seen in the life of so many people, and best what I was coming to mind is of King Birambir. He was the king of Vishnupur. When Srinivas Acharya was carrying the first ever bus party from Vrindavan to Navadvip, then he looted the manuscripts. But later when he encountered Srinivas Acharya, Srinivas Acharya preached to him, his heart got transformed and he accepted his Priya principles of Vaishnavism. Not only he himself accepted it, he made the whole state of Vishnupur as a Vaishnav kingdom. So this is this happens when one has achieved the taste for devotional service and taste for loving Krishna, and one lives with principles of integrity and values. Also, we have this example of Arjuna. When Arjuna was traversing through the heavenly planets for receiving weapons, he encountered Urvashi, and Urvashi wanted to enjoy with him. But somehow Arjuna expressed himself that she is like his mother, being connected to Indra. So that shows the integrity, the character of Arjuna. And although he had chance to enjoy, still because he was a devotee of Lord Krishna, he profoundly exhibited those principles in his character. Now one has developed taste for devotional service, taste for being in association with devotees. So this stage, which next appears, is one can do anything for Krishna. So this, in this acronym, we can have it as, it overpowers us. The association of devotees overpowers us to do Herculean tasks for Krishna and his devotees. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate igram yat kripa tamaham vande shri guru dinatarinam. If we have the mercy of the Lord, Guru and Vaishnavas, we can do anything. A dumb can speak. We have this example of Hanumanji. Hanumanji forgot all the powers he had, but when he was reminded of all those powers, we all know how he jumped across the ocean. And then he went and brought the Sanjeevani. So these Herculean tasks could be done by Hanumanji because he was overpowered by the blessings of association of devotees. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishna Kaviraj Goswami mentions, Chota bhada bhakta gana vandana sabara shri charana sabha more karaho santosha swarupa gosai mata rupa ragunata janayata tai likhi nahi mora dosha. He says that neophytes and seniors, whoever you are, I seek blessings of all of you devotees. Whatever I have read from the books of Swarup Damodar Goswami and I have heard from Raghunath Das Goswami, I am trying to compile it. I have not subtracted, I have not added anything. It's just mere compilation of their teachings. At the grand old age, when he was shivering, he is not able to write also, tears are flowing from his eyes. In such a situation, he compiled this illustrious scripture, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And that overpowering happened because he received the blessings of the Sangha of devotees. So this can be a stage of bhav where one has crossed the limitations of this material world and is completely in the stage where he is experiencing Krishna in his life. Even in the life of Srila Prabhupada, we could see that his disciples, Brahmananda Maharaj, Bhakti Tirth Maharaj, so many illustrious souls, they did Herculean tasks for Srila Prabhupada because they were surrendered, they received the blessings, and they could achieve it. And finally, when one is progressing in this journey, he develops natural bonding with Krishna and his devotees. That is the epitome of the gift which he receives as a matter of fact of being in the Sangha of devotees. The association provides one with a natural bond, and that is the stage of prema bhakti, one achieves just by being in the Sangha of devotees. Machitta madgata prana bodhyanta parasparam katayanta sa jamnitya tushyanti cha ramanti cha. These pure souls, when they come together, because of they have this natural bonding with each other, they remember Krishna, they relish Krishna. Even the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, when they were sitting together, they were relishing Krishna because they have bonded with each other because of being in the Sangha. So one of the purpose Srila Prabhupada mentions that transcendental devotional service cannot be completed and cannot be relishable without the association of devotees. Anyone who is trying to be aloof from this Krishna conscious society and yet engage in Krishna consciousness is living in a great hallucination, for this is not possible. So devotional service in the association of devotees is the cause of development of further devotional service. So there is an analogy which is given of a ripened mango. A mango is raw and then gradually it gets ripened, and there is the ripest form, which is the sweetest juicy form of the mango also. So we all have begun with this journey of spiritual life and we are progressing ahead as a green mango, and gradually that mango is getting ripened. And this natural bonding which we are referring is referred to as the sweet, juicy mango which is completely ripened and it is offered to Krishna in the spiritual world. So this journey from material world to spiritual world is this journey which we are discussing today about, that both are devotional services, but one is in the beginning stage, other one is the epitome of devotional service. So all these perfections in our life can be achieved only just by merely staying in Sangha of devotees, taking association, taking guidance from them, accepting their instructions at their heart and soul, and gradually one day we also again perfect our life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.